An open letter addressed by a bishop to Catholic clergy, laity, and the general public in 1975 was called "This Land is Home to Me." It was the impetus for what's become the Appalachian Institute at Wheeling Jesuit University, a place for research, service, and advocacy for and with the people of Appalachia. From that place, through the initiative of a VISTA volunteer turned director of the Institute, Celebrate Appalachia has grown. Beth Collins was that volunteer. She says what started as a single night of celebrating Appalachian culture with food and revelry has turned into a month full of events that shines a spotlight on everything from corncob pipes and bluegrass music to mountaintop removal coal mining techniques. This year, events began with some traditional Catholic ceremonial prayer.
It was Stations of the Cross around rural Appalachian communities. And so about 25 people came and focused on like Lent and focused on those challenges of rural life and praying intentionally for the communities that we live in and also that we're surrounded by here in Appalachia.
Next on the agenda, the organization called Keepers of the Mountain will be on campus to discuss the complexities of mountaintop removal mining. Tom Briding, also with the Appalachian Institute, says Celebrate Appalachia is an opportunity to recognize industries past and present.
Students that are growing up here and going to school are growing up in the region that's responsible for building our country and fueling our country and has been for well over a century and continues to fuel our country today with coal and gas. So I guess there are there's a lot of history here that needs to be celebrated because of the great sacrifices that families before us made. But there are a lot of current issues too, where we want to raise awareness so that the same mistakes aren't being made that were made 100 years ago when the coal industry was really taking root in the state.
Also, much in that vein, the following week, Peabody Award-winning journalist Elaine McMillian will present her interactive documentary, Hollow, which explores the history of Southern West Virginia. She will also be there collecting stories, so the Institute is hoping folks will come and share their ideas of what home is.
People are invited to come and tell their idea of what home means to them for like 5 or 10 minutes, and then that will be put into a larger documentary series. She's going all around West Virginia and collecting these stories.
Collins says the following week, around Earth Day, events will surround gardening and sustainability themes. There's currently a community garden on campus, and organizers are looking for volunteers to help expand that project with an end goal of growing more food to share throughout Ohio Valley communities. Then, as per the tradition, the month rounds out with a big all-you-can-eat dinner featuring, of course, fine Appalachian cuisine. Apple stack cakes, ramps, venison, chicken and dumplings, the works. All that accompanied by the Cabin Fever String Band, a local bluegrass band. Collins says all events are free and open to the public, except the dinner. To get into that, you need to come up with $5. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.